Well, nobody wants to go first, so guess what? It's me. I can't really begin to describe the feeling that I feel inside at this moment, so I won't try. What I'll do is I'll thank a lot of people, and I'm going to do it chronologically, somewhat of a historical. I was a history major in college for a while. So first of all, I want to start by thanking Tom Fogarty. I miss him. And Tom is the one that got the rest of us in a recording studio when we were 15 years old, backing him up, trying to get a record deal. So he was way ahead of his time. Demo tapes now are, of course, guys at the gas station you drive in, they have their demo tapes. Nobody had a demo tape in 1959. So Tom, thank you for that. I know you're here. I want to thank John Fogarty for sharing his immense talents. I want to thank Stu Cook for his solid bass playing and his friendship for 34 years. I want to thank Fantasy Records for putting our records out when no other label in the world was interested in Creedence Clearwater Revival. I want to thank disc jockeys around the world for playing us then, breaking the band, and for continuing to play the music today. I hear it all the time on the radio. I want to thank our fans. That's an obvious one. None of this would be happening if people didn't love us, and we love all of you, whoever you are, wherever you are. I want to thank the Hall of Fame nominating committee for thinking of us, and I want to thank everyone who voted for us and everyone who didn't vote for us. What the hell? I can take it. I have some things that I want to say about the future, and I want to thank Mr. Cliff Bernstein for putting the SDQ, formerly Sir Douglas Quintet, together with Elektra Records' Nonsuch label. I want to thank Bob Krasnow for his support, Nancy Jeffries for her diligent work, and look out and around summertime, there's going to be a great rock and roll band with some young people mixed in with it. They wanted to call it the best of young and old, and you know what that made me, so I prefer to call it the best of youth and experience. And of course, most importantly, I want to thank my family over here, my son Brent, my son Grady, my daughter Jamie, my wife of 25 years, who was with me when we were in the Blue Velvets in high school sweetheart. We've been together 31 years. My wife, Lori.